Did bird flu come from a lab leak? Would it shock you if it did? Well, the WHO says that the first person now has died from the current strain of bird flu. Now, health experts are saying, okay, time to start killing more animals, time to start conducting PCR testing, even though yesterday we talked about how PCR testing is faulty and, in fact, was not a reliable way to restrict freedom during the COVID-19 pandemic, but that's exactly what we did.
Can I ask a question really quick before you go on? Did they die with bird flu or of bird flu?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Are we doing that again?
Right, because what they said is that this person suffered for weeks and eventually died. So we don't know that yet. But watch former White House health advisor Deborah Birx talk about PCR testing and now the current strain of bird flu.
That we're not testing to really see how many people have been exposed and got asymptomatically infected. We should be testing every cow weekly. You can do pooled PCR. We have the technology. The great thing about America is we're incredibly innovative and we have the ability to have these breakthroughs. We could be pool testing every dairy worker. I do believe that there's undetected cases in humans because we're once again only tracking people with symptoms. When we did that with COVID, the virus spread throughout the Northeast undetected because it took a long time to get to the vulnerable individuals. But in the meantime, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were infected with asymptomatic or mild disease and never came to medical attention. We have to switch from symptoms to actually definitive laboratory testing. We have the capacity.
Well, our next guest says that this is evidence that the current strain of bird flu may have been a gain of function manipulation that leaked from a lab. Stop me if you think you've heard this one before. New research does suggest that the current bird flu outbreak is a result of lab leaks from the USDA Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Georgia and the Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands. Yesterday, we spoke about excess deaths since the COVID pandemic with Dr. Kelly Victory from The Wellness Company. And I kept her around after because I wanted to ask her about this study about bird flu. And boy, did she have a lot of great things to say. Watch. The study suggests that the more recent strain of bird flu possibly could have come from gain of function research. This is a sequel that I do not like. What do we know about this?
Well, this is exactly right. Unfortunately, we know that many scientific labs in the United States, not just in China, have been doing gain-of-function research specifically on this virus, bird flu, H5N1. That includes places like the University of Wisconsin in Madison and the USDA lab in Georgia. They have been manipulating this virus in the laboratory, what we call gain-of-function, which means taking a pathogen, could be a virus, as it is in this case, or a bacterium or a fungus, and manipulating it in the lab to make it stronger, more transmissible, more resistant to treatment, more capable of spreading, for example, between humans. That is what they are doing with this virus, and they've been doing it for many years. We now have some evidence that the recent outbreaks we've seen in these farm workers, so far, people who are in direct contact with infected animals, but they are infected with a variant of H5N1, which specifically is the one they are working on in these labs, which leads you to believe that this may be, once again, a lab leak and a virus that was manipulated in the laboratory. Left to its own devices, H5N1, bird flu, which was discovered back in 1996, does not spread significantly between humans. There have only been about 860, I think, cases since 1996 in humans. That's very few. Unfortunately, there's been a relatively high mortality rate in those people. Somewhere in the range of 50-52% of those people died, but they were in areas of the world that had very limited access to healthcare, no access to the antibiotics that would be required to treat the bacterial infection that can happen on top of bird flu. So while there's been a relatively high mortality rate, very little human-to-human transmission. So should we start to see significant human-to-human transmission with this most recent outbreak, I can pretty much guarantee that it's because it was manipulated in the laboratory. Robert Redfield said just the other day that it would take almost, you know, very minimal manipulation of the virus, H5N1, I think four total changes to the genome that would make it fundamentally able to be transmitted very easily between humans. And that's something that's extremely dangerous. There's a good reason why people have pushed back on gain of function research. They always use the excuse that it's to make us more prepared, to make us, you know, ready with an antidote or a vaccine. The reality is this is very dangerous research, because not only can something get out of a lab by nefarious intent, meaning purposeful spreading of it, but simply by abject incompetence, or, you know, people make mistakes and lab errors happen. They happen far more often than people want to believe. There are over 100 serious lab errors, lab leaks, reported every single year. So the idea that someone is weaponizing or manipulating a virus in the laboratory to make it stronger, more transmissible, more capable of causing serious disease, more resistant to treatment is frankly unconscionable in my mind.
Well, the main guy who's been warning about this is Jeremy Farrar. Is that Farrar? Who is now at the World Health Organization and who we know was one of the chief architects of doctoring the Nature article that lied about a COVID lab leak, mm-hmm. right? So right. What he said recently was, well, you know, we need vaccines, therapeutics, we need more diagnostics because it's behaving in such an unpredictable way. We don't know why it's doing this. And that to me is more COVID theater, and we should be able to see right through this, right?
Well, absolutely. And I guarantee they already have an mRNA vaccine at the ready. Dr. Tedros at the World Health Organization has been talking about it now for over a month. We know the good news is, and the reason that people should not be fearful of this, is that we have every reason to believe that we have safe, readily available, effective medications to treat bird flu. We have every indication, for example, that it will be easily treated by hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, just like COVID was easily treatable with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and steroids. The problem was the powers that be prohibited us from even talking about those things, let alone having ready access to them. If doctors were not impeded from treating patients who had COVID with those medications, the death toll and the suffering would have been far less. So hopefully, if bird flu should become something to be concerned about, if it should begin to be transmitted between human beings and between people who are not in direct contact with infected animals, then hopefully we will be allowed to use the medications that we should be able to use, like hydroxychloroquine. If instead they shut those things down in order to foist their mRNA vaccine, quote unquote, agenda on us, then it's going to be up to people to push back and say, no, we fell for that the last time and we're not falling for it again. Yes. Furthermore, you can expect them to use this bird flu scare, and that's what it is. It's a fear tactic, to unnecessarily put pressure on the food system, meaning they are unnecessarily culling, exterminating millions and millions of poultry birds and cattle because these animals have, quote, tested positive for bird flu. This is unnecessary. They should allow the virus to move its way through the herds, through the flocks. Some number of animals will die. The rest will develop natural immunity, and this thing will be extinguished on its own, like most viral pandemics are. If instead they move forward with these mass vaccination programs, as I said, they will drive viral mutation, they will increase the resistance of the virus, and they will cause more carnage.
Well, it's important to pay attention to this now because one of the things that just makes me crazy bananas is when people say about the pandemic, we made all these mistakes, but we didn't know better. Well, we didn't know better because we were prohibited from learning certain things. That's exactly why. So now we have to pre-bunk ourselves and say, okay, if bird flu is behaving in an erratic way, it's possible it is a manipulation now, and we need to know this now before they shut us down from talking about it. So thank you for breaking down this study because it's a dense one about what possible mutation of bird flu. It's not anything to like, but I appreciate your expertise about it because at least we know that we have a way to treat it right now.
Absolutely. And I do not take delivery on this idea that we, quote, didn't know at the beginning of COVID, because we did know. I knew a handful of other doctors were willing to speak out about it. And certainly Anthony Fauci and the powers that be knew. We didn't have the opportunity to treat it correctly because we were shut down because of their other agenda, specifically the mRNA agenda. And we cannot fall for that again.
Yes, exactly right. All right. Well, it was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you again. This is Dr. Kelly Victory, MD. She's the chief medical board for the Wellness Company. Please come back on Redacted another time.
Thanks. I'd love to join you again.